Chapter 7. Email Communication. Keeping People in the Loop. 7.2. Introduction. Task 3. Listen to the recording and summarize each person's observations or remarks in a single sentence.
I understand that email is an effective way to communicate in the office. However, I also notice that my colleagues over-communicate by email, which really gets on my nerves. Before clicking the send button, I always ask myself the question, is this particular email necessary? Maybe a brief phone call would do instead. I firmly believe that emailing is great, but not the only channel of business communication.
What drives me nuts is when I receive an email with the subject line left blank. I've made a habit of not reading such messages. Considering all the emails I get every day, those without a proper subject header seem to be a waste of my time. I also ignore emails with a hi, hello subject line.
Sometimes a client sends an email and expects an immediate response. My work involves a lot of travelling around the city to attend meetings or sort out business issues, so I read emails when it's convenient to me. If the client needs an answer right away, the best way is to touch base with me by phone.
I cannot understand why some people send lengthy emails in which they beat about the bush without clarifying their point precisely. Can't they simply express themselves in a few sentences? When I receive such an elaborate message, I have a gut feeling that the sender expects me to do the hard work and dig out the core information. I wish my clients would keep their emails short and simple.